Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thanks. Honk.
So much.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
I'd like to honk them.
Oh, Maxine. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. I think we're back, ladies.
We're back.
We're here.
It is time for another episode of The Escape List. What are we doing? How are we feeling?
Well, this time I remembered to text you both half an hour before we started recording and remind you to drink. So that should help.
I already had wine open. Are you proud of me?
Oh, good. Yeah, very.
But it made me feel so warm that I had to stop drinking it.
Yeah, it's like 90 degrees here this week in LA. What's it like there? Let's talk about the weather, guys.
Oh, well, I love the weather.
Riveting. It's in the 60s over here in Virginia. It's kind of nice, kind of lovely, sunny.
Yeah, sunny. I prefer that.
I wouldn't know. How would you find the weather? I'm inside.
Our perennial indoor cat. It's fine. So we did get the reminder for drinking. How are we feeling? Rachel, how are you feeling?
Emotionally, I'm pretty good considering, you know, all relatively with the new baseline, I'm pretty good. On a normal day, I'd be like a 3.
Sure.
But under, you know, all things considered, I'm like a 7.
Okay. A 7 is good. I feel like a 7 is solid. Maxie, what about you?
I'm going to go with a 4.
Oh.
Yesterday morning, I felt great. And then today, I didn't. I don't know. I have no explanation. Maybe it was, I did stay up too late last night. Could have been that. I slept through 2 alarms today. I mean, that's why I have 4 alarms. So it was that fine.
Might have done it. Yeah. Yeah.
But just like, I don't know. My apartment's a mess. My life's a mess.
I mean, everybody's life is a mess at this part. So at this point, true. So I feel like at least we're, you know, we have that solidarity in terms of messy, messy life.
And my eyelashes are almost gone. And it's
so sorry.
It's really unfortunate. For everyone who doesn't know, I get eyelash extensions every 3 weeks. And it's now been like 6 weeks. So we're really at the tail end. And I hate looking at myself. Thank God there's a huge microphone blocking the screen right now. So I can't see my own face. It's just unfortunate. I've given up on everything.
Okay, so basically, bottom line, we're surviving. We're doing okay. I think I'm probably a 6. Like, this is steady state. It's fine. Everything is fine. Nothing is bad. Nothing is good. It's just fine.
You went to nature this weekend, didn't you?
I did. I did go on Sunday. No, Saturday. I went to just a little scamper in a little park. Which was great. I went early enough that there were not a lot of people. It had been raining. So I saw like 2 other people, which was good. It was necessary.
Yes.
So Rachel, do you want to kick us off? What's helping you escape?
So I think that we alluded to this a little bit last time when Becca Freeman visited, but yeah. I will share a bit more. Having a project, like a big all-consuming side project, has been really helpful because she and I started writing a rom-com in February. And she said this on her own show on Bad on Paper that I was listening to this morning. And I agree. Like, if we had not already been in the middle of it, I don't know that I would have had the emotional fortitude to start something new. But because we were already in the thick of it and had like written half of it when all this whole thing went down, it's been really nice to have something as a distraction, as a creative pursuit that feels really fulfilling and that is like truly challenging, but in a fun way. So neither she or I has ever written anything fictional of magnitude that I know of for her. And so writing an 82-page script, casting 15 plus actors, auditions, like we're recording the whole thing. We were trying to decide, like we were supposed to record in April and May.
Yeah.
And we were going to record in the studio with a bunch of actors in Los Angeles. And now, obviously, that's not possible. So we were trying to decide, do we just wait and do it that way? Or do we get, you know, a bunch of really talented voice actors across the country who all have good equipment and can self-tape? Forgive me if I'm getting too in the weeds, but like, it's been such an interesting process to figure it all out. And we found the perfect people. And so everyone's going to just record their end, you know, with their great equipment, but like, we'll be on Zoom and we'll be directing them via, you know, and we're like, it's kind of, it's a fun project that it's now coming out of the quarantine. Like, we're actually changing the process of how we're going to do it. But we felt that the sooner the better, basically, right? Like, we all need a heartworm right now. So, I mean, as of right now, it's launching June 1st. We'll see. But I feel good about it. We have a very aggressive, we finished recording on May 1st, and then we have a very aggressive post-production schedule through the month of May. And it's just been nice. It's been nice to have, I mean, I would have enjoyed this process regardless, but Becca's been such an incredible partner throughout the whole thing too. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm not feeling up to it, whatever that it is, you know, writing or casting or whatever, she's like pushing me forward or, you know, taking the reins for a minute, and vice versa. I feel like there's been days where she didn't feel like it and I was super productive. So it's just been nice. It's been nice to have that partnership and like be working on something new.
I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I'm it's going to be fantastic. I think it's awesome.
I still can't believe you would not cast me in all 14 parts in like a Eddie Murphy's type of situation. Yeah. I don't understand.
Now that you have a real microphone, we do need to have you at least do one line
in
ridiculous Italian accent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll do the last line of
That's in Chicago. That's an old man in Chicago.
You don't think I can do an old man in Chicago?
Rachel, don't limit Maxie. Come on.
How long do I have to practice it? I will start tonight.
4 days.
Got it. Done. Are you kidding me?
Perfect. Ugh, Tara, what are you escaping with this week?
What am I escaping with? So maybe everybody knows about this, maybe they don't, but HBO made a bunch of shows and movies and stuff free without a subscription.
Yeah.
I am one of the people who got mad at HBO after Game of Thrones ended because it was terrible and it broke my heart. And I'm still still mad about Game of Thrones. So I canceled my HBO subscription in a fit of rage after that.
Sidebar, did you see the tweet where George R. R. Martin himself tweeted, "I wrote 2020"?
Oh my God. Why is he like that? Like, I just, oh God.
That's funny.
Basically, my heart was broken after Game of Thrones, so I was like, fuck you, HBO. You don't get any more of my dollars. And then the quarantine happened, the COVID-19 happened, and it was like, hey, here's a bunch of free stuff from HBO. And I was like, well, yes, I will watch the free things if I don't have to pay you for them. So I've been doing a rewatch of Silicon Valley, which I watched most of it, but maybe not all of it. So it's been fun. I mean, it's just like cheeky humor, smart humor, and so many dick and fart jokes, which is not always my thing, but seems like a reasonable thing to enjoy right now. And it's been helping me pass the time so far.
I individually love all of the actors in that show so much, except for
TJ Miller,
because he's a piece of shit, apparently, according to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like Kumail and the guy from Party Down, what's his name? I love him. I love all of them.
Yeah.
We're actually, I don't know if I can say this. We're making a podcast for Netflix with one of the actors from Silicon Valley. And that's all I'm going to say.
Cool.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
I mean, speaking of Kumail, his movie's coming out on Netflix next month, right? With Issa Rae.
Oh.
Very excited about that.
Dynamo combo.
There's a bunch of stuff too that they've got, like The Sopranos and Big Little Lies. And
do you think The Sopranos holds up?
I don't know.
I just started it. So, well, this was, it was whatever, like, it was after one of our very first times we recorded the podcast, and I'd had a bottle of wine. I decided I was going to watch The Sopranos, and it was good. It's just a little slow in the beginning. I've never seen, like, I know.
I haven't either.
I just remember it being super offensive, basically.
Oh, right?
But also, like, arguably, that's how it, like, they say the F word, not but.
The other F word.
Like they, but that's also arguably like real.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's also, what, 20 years old now? That doesn't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably when I get to that, I would bump on it, but then my mind would immediately go to like, what a fucked up time we were at that it didn't matter that you said that. Right. You know?
Fair. Yeah. Did you guys watch Barry? Did anybody else watch Barry?
No. Yes,
Barry's so good. Barry's free on HBO right now. Would recommend.
Oh, that's great. Because I don't think I finished season two.
Yeah.
Because my sister and I share HBO. We share all of our logins. Yeah. And we switched from HBO to Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do one at a time. And we're like, okay, great. We're going to binge all of this. And then we'll switch back.
Yeah.
And we switched to Showtime for, I think, the new Shameless was out, which is, I'm obsessed with. It's like my favorite. And so I haven't finished Barry. All of that to say, I haven't finished Barry yet. So good to know.
Barry, Ballers, 6 Feet Under. Would recommend.
I'm several seasons behind on Shameless, and I need to go do that.
It's so good. It's so fucked up. It's my favorite kind, too, where it's like, I don't know why. We've talked about this before. I love dysfunctional family dark comedies.
Yeah.
There's just that dynamic that, which I guess just because I have like a super normcore family is just like fascinating.
You're like, yeah, let me revel in this fucking mayhem. Right. That's great.
Well, and there's so many of them that it doesn't get old because it is like they're fucked up at their core. So it doesn't feel repetitive. It feels like every time is some new shenanigan that like you're not even surprised that they're doing it. Like it's just par for the course.
Also, there's a lot of hot people on it.
Yeah. Lip. I'm into Lip.
Oh,
and Kevin, I love Kevin Bibb.
Oh yeah.
See, I don't watch, so I'm like, I need to. This might be a thing that I need to do, though.
There's 9 or 10 seasons, and it gets.
Oh God.
No, in a good way.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
They're not. Are they short? I don't know.
No.
They feel short.
They're 42, I think.
They're an hour, aren't they?
Pocket. We're in the house now forever, so who cares?
I love it so much. Actually, Tara, I think you would totally love it because on the show is completely fucked in the head and so funny.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This is like a bonus one. I like this.
They're charismatic. Joan Cusack plays a hilarious agoraphobe.
Well, you had me at Joan.
The cameos are amazing.
Okay.
And Emmy Rossum's great.
Maybe I'll give money to Showtime because HBO hasn't. Because Showtime hasn't pissed me off.
Watch Homeland.
I'm not gonna fucking watch Homeland.
Oh my god, you guys are stupid.
I watched the beginning and then it all went to shit.
The first season I thought was pretty good and then it just lost me. But you and Becca both feel strongly about it. Maybe I'll do it at some point.
I should watch the later seasons because it was filmed in Richmond. Like it was actually filmed here.
You get a pass because of it's military.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're allowed to hate
it
if you
want. Mad.
Right. Yeah. That's fine. But do you not think you would get turned if you got captured?
Oh my God. No, I would just kill myself. I would kill myself.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. She would.
You wouldn't hold out and come back with all the secrets?
No, I mean, I would try. But if it was like year two of capture and I'm like, especially, I think if you're a woman too, there's a sexual. So I'd be just like, find a sharp rock and go to town.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's fair. I think 1 year of like trying to stick it out and then,
I think one day. I'm not made for that life. The first day that I had to shit in a non-toilet.
In a bucket?
That's it for me, bros. I'm done. I like to shit in peace.
Okay. Hey, Maxie, what's helping you escape this week?
Okay. So I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but there is a new show on Netflix. It is called Too Hot to Handle.
Okay.
We're all laughing because we all watched the entire series together this week.
Are we going to pretend that we didn't watch every second of it together all weekend?
It is. I can't believe no one else picked this. Too Hot to Handle is a reality show all available on Netflix about 10 fucking idiots put on an island for a month where they are going to split $100,000 and between 10 of them or however many at the end.
Do you know if they're splitting it or not?
They don't know, but we assume at the beginning that they're going to split it.
Yeah. It was unclear.
But they're not allowed to make out or touch, or do anything sexual.
Or masturbate.
Self-sexual.
Yes.
You lose money for every time you break any of those rules, which means that everyone loses money. And we watched it while on Netflix Party and Zoom this weekend, and it was exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
Just absolute trash. The people are mostly absolutely terrible, except for one girl that just won my heart over. But
it really, I forgot her name already.
Me too. Blonde girl. Fine. That's all
the
I
blonde
know.
Girl. Yeah. The blonde one.
If you liked Love is Blind, and if you've ever enjoyed the best reality TV show to ever be on air, Are You the One?
Yes.
I think you will enjoy Too Hot to Handle. It's not a good show. It's just an enjoyable show.
It's a great show.
If you need, like, I guess after it's total, like, what, 6.5 hours? Because I think they're about 40-minute episodes,
Yeah.
6.5 hours total. It's really stupid, but it will, by the midway point, you'll be completely hooked and you'll need to know everything that happens to these people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be as fun watching it alone, but maybe with a bottle of wine, you know, get a couple of friends together on Zoom and watch it, or or watch it with somebody and text a friend, like, who's also watching it.
I think I would at least need a partner in text who was, like, watching it at the same time. I don't know.
I agree.
How much I would have enjoyed. I don't know that I would have stuck with it if I was just watching it alone in a vacuum.
Yeah,
I agree. It's a good group watch.
Yeah.
Maxie, where can the people find us on the internets?
Well, they can find me, which is most important, at Maxie Maggio on everything.
And I'm at Tara Goes on the things. And Rachel?
I'm at Rachel G. King on all of the platforms.
And you can find us as a group at Escape List Pod. That's on Instagram and Twitter. You can send us a voice note of what you're doing to escape, and we might add you to this podcast. I did actually remember to check the email today. There was one message, and it was about verifying our tiny letter. So it was not even anything interesting.
Well, aren't you glad that we started the tiny letter? Because I told you we'd have one subscriber.
But the most important subscriber.
Susan King.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
I sent it out today for her.
I got
it. So she would know.
Why am I not a subscriber? I have fucked up royally.
It's important. But rate us, find us, follow us.
5-star reviews only.
5-star. Thank you. 5-star reviews only. We love you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.